Now, dynamic data mapping is extremely important, on the other hand. So, in fact, that's again probably worth a comment. So one of the reasons I'm skeptical about these complex mappings, which are formally allowed by Align, and especially Align, is my impression is that as soon as you get to complicated problems, you want to go something more complicated than block and cyclic. You want to go to some of these more customized resource management, resource allocation algorithms. And they also have to be dynamic and stuff. So you get into it, you sort of have, so there's sort of two worlds. So there's a simple, elegant world of matrices and FFTs and PDEs where block and cyclic is all you want. And then there's the real mess, which is the adaptive, irregular, dynamic problems. And I think you need different technologies for those two cases. And the classic static compiler analysis, which is built into the optimization, the optimizable Align and distributes, as far as I can see, are not terribly easy to apply to complicated problems. So. All right. So I already gave you this nice FFT example where you where there's a natural need, where the optimal algorithm actually does changes the distribution. And so there is a formal realign and redistribute statement in HPF. And they're a little different to distribute and align, because distribute and align are static compiler analyzable statements, whereas redistribute, which has an obvious meaning, you just change the distribution, is an executable statement, which can be controlled by if statements and all sorts of things. So it's a rather different type of structure, because, and as soon as you do that, the poor old compiler has a problem because it doesn't actually know what's going on, because as I can control a redistribute by an if statement, or which is then runtime controllable, I cannot know what the distribution of my array is at any one time. And so there is a command called dynamic, and essentially that's in one of the reasons that's in there is to tell the compiler, you know, this array is probably going to be a lost cause. You're going to have to use a less sophisticated optimization strategy because you're going to have to assume it has a dynamic distribution which you may not know at any one time what it is, which means that your code generation is going to be less efficient because you're going to use indirection or something to calculate array indices and not some static algorithm. So now, I think we mentioned in Fortran 90 you can have allocatable arrays, which can change their size, but allocatable arrays, which you can use memory allocation to generate, naturally have redistribution and realign attached to them.